This is another article that caught my eye, and this time it's about, well, ostensibly it's about pennies and their worldwide appeal. Pennies, of course, has branches in America. I didn't know that until yesterday. They have branches all over Europe, particularly in Spain, and all over Britain, as well as their 37 Pennies stores here in Ireland. Now, they do trade as Primark elsewhere in the world, or we would know it more commonly as Pennies. But what caught my eye in this article is that 60% of the company's global sales, remember, taking in Europe, Britain and the USA, 60% of their global sales of fake tan come from Ireland. So it can't say it comes as a huge surprise to me now that I've thought about it a bit more. Because when you look at the generation of young girls coming up, we'll say those in their 20s and below, particularly teenagers, they seem to be kind of obsessed with fake tan. And I wonder, what is that all about? Is it the influence of television? Is it the influence particularly of shows like Love Island? Or do we just hate our pale Irish skin? Well, we've got our own beauty expert on the show, Mary O'Donnell, and she's on the line to chat more about this. Mary, you're very welcome.
Thank you very much.
Now, Mary, long before you became a media beauty expert, you did, of course, run your own salon. So you've been observing this trend for a long time. And you, like myself, remember the 1980s. We were obsessed with sunbeds back then in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, and as a salon owner, I used to open up at 6 o'clock in the morning, summertime, and finish at 12 o'clock at night. And at that time, I had two sunbeds and two sun showers. So that's four people every half hour. And that demand was that high back then for sunbeds.
Everyone wanted to be tanned.
Everybody was going on holidays. Everybody had weddings. And everybody wanted to be brown and have a lovely tan. And we kind of just went with it. It became an obsession then, as the fake tans have now become, you know, which are safer because at least, you know, you're putting on a tan. But it's just as popular now to be tanned as it was back then.
And just to stick with the sunbeds for a moment, because like this obsession with being brown has its roots in the whole sunbed thing. There was the phenomenon too that people, and again I'm talking 80s and 90s, they'd go on their package holiday to Mallorca or wherever, but you would buy a package of sunbed sessions to give you a base tan before you went to Mallorca. Wasn't that right?
Yeah. Absolutely. And it became, even as younger, because one of my memories of sunbeds was a lady coming in with her 7-year-old daughter looking to have her tanned for her communion. And I explained that no, you have to be over 18 to go on sunbeds. And she just was screaming of, you know, this is my child. And if I want her to go on a sunbed, then that should be my choice.
Dear God.
But first wanted her to have the lovely tan for the communion dress.
That's mad.
It's mad.
And when did sunbeds start going out and fake tans start becoming more popular? Was it late 90s or was it further, more closer to modern times?
Would you believe sunbeds are still very popular?
I thought they'd been banned. No.
Around from here on out, it's actually quite hard to get a sunbed appointment. And now there is the whole idea over the beds there, the bulbs are checked. There's actually registered nurses go in and check to see the safety that everything, that bulbs are changed on a regular basis. And they're very much regulated now, which had not been in the past, but they are still as popular. It's definitely this time of year, you would find it hard to book a sunbed especially in Kerry.
Gosh, I didn't know that. Now, of course, part of the reason that fake tans have become so popular, not just because people are concerned about the real thing, be it natural sunlight or sunbeds, is because the range of products are so much better now than they were, we'll say, 20 or 30 years ago, Mary.
Oh, absolutely. And I was at an event on Sunday night where it was like the Munster beauty industry. And well, it was for beauty people all over Ireland. The amount of Irish entrepreneurs with the tans is just, they are just flying us. They're making a fortune. And it's not just tans, there's tanning drops, there's brushes. for your hands. There's brushes to put it on your feet. There was one lady, and she a few daughters, and they were constantly going in, buying in pennies, getting the mitts, and she felt that they were all firing them into the washing machine. They weren't coming out, and she brought out her own range that have actually lasted longer, that you could put them into the washing machine and take it out. I mean, there's drops for your face. It's massive.
It's a huge industry.
It is, yeah. And there's more and more products coming. So you can find, like, anybody like that now, you know, saying, oh, my hands and my feet are, you know, getting quite patchy. There's a solution for it. So for every problem with tanning, they're finding solutions now.
And I believe that young girls as young as, we'll say, sixth class are applying fake tan. They're buying it in pennies with their pocket money and putting it on when they come home. You've heard of that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It from primary up and secondary, and for even for events like from football to camogie to basketball, like all matches now, the girls, you will see the majority of girls will be completely tanned.
How do you think it looks, Mary?
You know, on the other side of it, I have been called in to businesses where, on the other side of people putting on tan weekends and coming into work, and it's looking so bad where it's dried up and it's patchy and it looks really bad from a business point of view. And they would have said, look, can you come in and give a talk to the staff about, you know, how to remove the tan, you know, have it fresh for work and how it's not presentable. And you see, there's that other whole side of it. When it does fade, it can look absolutely atrocious, because I suppose it's not our natural skin tone to, you know, and when you see the white mixing in with the patchy tan, it looks so bad, especially from a business point of view, from, you know, if you're dealing with the public.
Yeah, but why don't we like our natural skin? Because I mean, we're a Celtic nation, so it's it's more natural and normal for us to look a little bit pale. But what is it? Do we have a national inferiority complex that we just want to look more like the Spaniards or the Italians? Do we think they're more attractive than us or sexier than us, or what is it?
I actually think it is, and I think that people feel awful pressure. I even know Sunday night, oh God, I'll have to put on tan, you know, for an event, and I go to an awful lot of events. And as you get older, tan, no matter what kind of a tan it is, it does dry your skin. And then you have the whole thing of taking it off, and, you know, if you don't moisturise it, there's a lot of maintenance with the tan as well, and we're still willing to go to all that trouble not to have our natural colour, which is, you know, is mad.
Yeah. Can you spot a fake tan a mile away as opposed to a real one?
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's just, it used to be eyebrows before I would be obsessed with people's eyebrows, and now it's tanning, and it's looking at ankles and hands and knuckles and seeing, you know, where it's all gone wrong and what you could have done to make it better. But like, even as it fades, you know, it does just look like, or especially around your hands and ankles, it looks awful. But even you'd see people out walking, you know, like coming into the summertime now, everybody will have tan on their legs again, you know, even like if it's only for that little part that you can see. And the amount of people I know that will just tan that area that you can see, V's and tops, it's mad. So like when you take off whatever you have, you can see all the different patches of the different colours.
Good Lord. A Tralee listener's just been on, Mary, and says, I know a young man who not only uses fake tan but also a sunbed. He looks like a roasted carrot that was in he looks like the roasted carrot that was in the Tesco ad on TV around Valentine's Day. That's Kevin the Carrot, isn't it?
It's Kevin the Carrot, yeah. And I have been called into schools where I have been asked to talk to male and females about the colouring of how dark they've gone, and that it doesn't look right to be orange. And like one of my talks was like that it's not okay to be orange. You know, trying to explain, you know, that like as natural and as natural as possible is so much nicer. And like a hint of a colour, and I suppose it, even from the whole fashion industry, it does look that little bit better if you know you do have a little bit of a glow on your skin, you know, you feel a little bit better, but maybe just a little bit, not as much as we tend to be using it, because we're using so much tan. There is so many different brands out there at the moment. Your range, even if you do go into pennies, you have such a variety of different tans out there that you can use, and it's trying to find that one that is as natural as possible and how to apply it right, and keeping your own skin as moisturized as possible, so you don't look like you're orange, or you don't look, you know, that it's all gone wrong somewhere.
So I gather that you're not remotely surprised that 50% of all pennies global tan sales are to Irish customers.
Absolutely not. And even people who do go on sunbeds put tan over it. We seem to be allergic to being white. It feels like it's not okay to be white.
It's not okay to be white. I don't know. It's extraordinary, isn't it? Well, maybe we'll eventually go back to the time of the Victorians where it was only common people who had tans, and the aristocracy and the rich were all sort of pale and interesting, as they say. It doesn't sound like it's going to happen anytime soon, Mary.
I don't think so. And I have been to, I remember being at different places where we've gone to talk on beauty away from Ireland. And the amount of people, when the sun comes out, there will be like under umbrellas and doing everything so the sun does not hit their beautiful skin. And they were looking at us and we were saying, oh God, it's sun. And we sat out and we were thinking, oh, this is great at lunchtime. And they just look at us like we're absolutely mad, because, you know, you should, if you're seriously into skincare, you'll want to protect your skin from the sun. And the whole thing of like the pigmentation making you look older and not getting that sun remotely near you is outside of Ireland is huge, but not here.
I don't know. It's crazy, isn't it? I'm astounded by the amount of fake tan, and particularly on the age of young women who are wearing it. Mary, we better let you go because we must move on to Dr. Eamon. But listen, thanks a million for chatting to us, and no doubt we'll come back to talking about fake tan at some point when you join us next week for the regular beauty slot. Thanks a million, Mary.
Thank you.